Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our time of worship today. We're going to be looking at James chapter 1. We're glad that you're with us. I'm 3 weeks still into my little cast and go back on Thursday for some follow-up. So things are moving along well. I'd love to stand up and put my foot on the ground, but hey, that'll come eventually. Time is waning. Just a reminder, BethanyChurchOfGod.org. Everything is there for your viewing pleasure. We have the bulletin. We have the calendar, which we've updated. Unfortunately, we had to make some corrections. So look for the most recent one, and that should be there for your viewing pleasure. Today is communion. We're going to celebrate communion. Next week, for those that are wanting, we begin a four-week stint with Sheila coming to play the piano. We'll be doing a melody of traditional hymns. So we'll be doing some of that over the course of the next 4 weeks. So if you've got some favorites, let me know. I'll make sure to get them in as much as possible. But other than that, we have our coffee fellowship in the back. We have our food pantry. We have exciting things going on. I must announce that we originally wanted to come back to Wednesday night Bible study the week after Labor Day, which would be the 10th. And unfortunately, yours truly has to be down in Ashland, Ohio for some research. So I apologize for the confusion, but the 10th and the 11th, I'm going to be in Ashland, Ohio doing research and working on my thesis. So I appreciate your patience, but we will start up the following week, and we'll talk about what food to have there. Other than that, we're glad that you're with us, and we're going to begin worship with a song, and then I'll stand up and join you in prayer and read scripture.
Pour out our praise to you all.
God, we just pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. There is no one else, no one other than you, that we can lift up our praise and magnify your name. Father, we just ask this morning that you would just inhabit the praise of your people. God, wherever we are at, whatever we are doing, whatever is active in our lives, Father, I pray that you would bless your people today. Father, I'm grateful that we are in your house. I'm grateful that your blessings rest with us. And I ask that as we praise you today, Father, that you will fill our lives with your presence. Holy Spirit, I know you're in this place. I know that you inhabit the praise of your people. And I know that you are working and moving in the life of the church. I pray that you would continue to pour out your praise this morning. Father, as we give you thanks and we give you praise, in your holy name I ask it. Amen. Amen. James is writing this morning in chapter 1, beginning at verse 19. James says, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this." In other words, pay attention to this. Listen to this. Heed what I'm about to tell you. Take note of this. Everyone should be, first, quick to listen. Second, slow to speak. Third, slow to become angry. Because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. May God add a blessing to the reading of His Word. I'm thankful for these words this morning, and we'll celebrate a little bit further about them. In the meantime, we want to continue to keep Brother Gary in our prayers, who had gone back to the hospital for some levels that were out of whack, his magnesium, his potassium, and we want to continue to pray for him and Sister Jean. We want to pray for the needs of the church, for Charlotte, who is at home, for Suzanne, for her recovery, for the body of Christ. And our list is on the bulletin. There's a multitude of needs there, so I want you to keep those in prayer. So as we get ready, we're going to sing a song. I'm going to have communion and then the power of prayer.
When my troubles are a little too heavy, who can I turn to share the weight? When my mind is clouded, clear the way. Who can I turn to? I turn to you. I won't lean on my.
as we prepare for a time of communion. I won't let you go. I'll lead you for all my life. We've come to a time of celebration. On the night Jesus was betrayed, he wouldn't let them go. He celebrated with them the joy of what was ahead of him. Even though he knew that the road was going to be rough and the journey was going to be difficult, but he did it for you and he did it for me. He gathered with the disciples on that night. He poured the cup and he pulled out the bread. He broke the bread and said, "This is my body given for you." He poured the cup saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant. That as you eat and drink these things, you proclaim my death and resurrection until I come again." They didn't understand all of that. We understand it today. We recognize that this is just more than elements that we celebrate. This is more than just a breaking of bread and pouring a cup. We're celebrating God's life given to us in the form of his Son. We're celebrating a newness, a resurrection. We're celebrating taking him into our life. Father, I pray that these elements today would remind us of more than just a passing time. Remind us of your celebration. Remind us of your gift given to us. As I take these in, Father, may I take you into my life. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, as we have come to you today, we have just, Father, taken you into our life. You have blessed us, God, with the redeeming power. You have touched us and anointed us, and you have given us this day. Father, I pray for my friends, for many that, Father, I cannot mention their name, but you know who they are, God. And I pray that, God, for wisdom and understanding and direction and for love and for peace, I pray that you would encompass them. I continue to lift up Sister Charlotte, Father, blessing her, God. I continue to lift up Sister Yvonne as she celebrated her birthday this week, that you will bless her. I lift up Sister Shirley as she is blessed with her birthday yesterday and family surrounding her. I continue to ask your anointing upon Suzanne. I continue to ask your anointing upon the needs of our church. Many, God, that we mentioned, Scott and Rob, and many of those, God, who are struggling with the big C. Father, I pray that your blessings and anointing would be with them. I pray for our sister churches as Mark and Brent and Tom prepare for worship today, that you'll bless them, Father. Bless them with the multitudes. Bless them with the Holy Spirit's presence. And I pray that that same Holy Spirit that is present in this place, Father, would bless them as well. That you'll pour out your Spirit upon them, that they together with the churches in our community, our city, our state, and our great nation would celebrate a God. Father, we're thankful for all your blessings. We're thankful for what you're doing for Pastor Salim. We're thankful for the Pentecostal Church in Kangoma. We're thankful for the people all across our great state. Thankful, God, that you've given Jack and Debbie good travel and a rest home. And Father, we know that you're blessing Christy. And Father, I pray for my brother Rodney. God, I've forgotten to lift him up in prayer and Anita lately. But God, what a blessing he is to our congregation. And I pray that the same blessing that he has restored to us be restored unto you. Father, that your anointing would be with the church, the body of Christ today. Father, that as we celebrate this time, you'll pour out your Spirit not only now, but in the service to come. And we'll thank you and we will praise you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. I want to just take a moment to mention, I probably will mention it again in our 11 o'clock service, but we've come to realize that the failures in our furnaces in the back have been a result of just age and fatigue. So we're tasked with trying to replace those and do it equitably. If you are just itching to celebrate and give to the church, we would appreciate your gifts. I know that I don't often talk about giving to the church, but this cost is about $19,000 to replace both of them, and we need to try to get this completed before winter. So I throw that out there. If you're able to give, BethanyChurchOfGod.org, at the bottom, there is a link that you can go into PayPal and give, and we appreciate it. We've already been blessed with a few gifts so far, and I'm thankful for them. They know their names. A couple of people in the church have already given, so we appreciate their gifts, and I will follow up with some notes to them as a result of that. James is bringing to us a small passage, and I've only picked up just a couple of verses. He brings to us a three-part message, number one, number two, and number three. Be quick, slow, slow. It almost reminds me if I was dancing. When we were younger, Beth and I had spent some time at Arthur Murray School of Dance, and I remember one of the dance moves, we were told to go quick, slow, slow. Quick, slow, slow. Almost as in a three-step shutter, that you take one quick step and then two slow ones, and you develop the theme around that. James is giving us a similar theme, but this time he's talking a little bit different adage. He said, first of all, I must be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. I remember watching the Hee-Haw Show when I was growing up. Yeah, I know, I'm aging myself. Dan Rowan and Dick Martin. And oftentimes they would share one of these songs. Now, we're not ones to go around spreading rumors. And he'd tell the audience that you need to be careful to listen closely the first time. In other words, we're not going to tell you it over and over again, but we're going to tell you a rumor to very begin with. James is telling us about our tongue. And those who consider themselves religious and those who consider themselves to be Christians need to keep a control of our tongues. Our mouths get us into trouble a lot. We profess one thing, we say another thing, and often the two do not coincide. One of our dear friends that we used to celebrate with, who's home with the Lord, he used to say there's two things that we think with. One that we speak with and one we sit with. And oftentimes we get the two of them confused. We think with what we sit with and we speak with what we talk with. And the two just do not coincide. And he used to always talk about we get the two confused, our sitting and our talking. James is telling us we need to think about the things that are before us. We think about what God is trying to tell us. We need to observe that our tongue can get us into a lot of trouble. When we disciple ourselves, we need to listen. We need to be good thinkers. We need to think out loud. We need to talk it through. But thinking is one thing, but we need to be quick to listen. Listen to what God is saying. Oftentimes, I need to get a word in edgewise before anyone else is saying anything. I want to make sure that my voice is heard. One of the things that we struggle in the church is that we need to make sure that communication's out there, that we share with people so that they have a valid part in what is being there. We don't live in a box. We don't exist in a box. And we certainly don't want others to think that we're making decisions inside of a box without considering all things. So we need to, first of all, be quick to listen. Second of all, James is saying, slow to speak. One of the great authors that I have in the office talks about the 10-second rule, that we must wait 10 seconds before we speak. And that is extremely difficult. If you count it out, someone has said something to you, you have to wait 10 seconds. You have to reply to them and say, hang on a second, let me process what you're saying. And you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you kind of go, okay, now I can talk. Well, that's difficult in a conversation. When you're having rebuttal and you're back and forth, you want your point to be heard. You're quick to listen, but you're very quick to speak. So we're getting the two confused. And James is saying we need to be careful to be slow to speak. We need to learn the old adage, it's sometimes better to remain silent and thought a fool than to open our mouth and remove all doubt. Did you hear that? The old adage said it's better sometimes to remain silent and thought a fool than to open one's mouth and remove all doubt in the comments. How many times have we had mistakes that we've not only failed to listen, but we've talked too much? Sometimes we say too much. We should be quicker to listen and slow to speak. James is also telling us that we need to be slow to be angry. Now, that's difficult. When you're angry and you get angry, there's nothing wrong with being angry, but we got to be careful that we don't allow our anger to cause us to sin. It's okay to be upset, validate those feelings, and to make sure that we're understanding the circumstances. So James is giving us a quick recipe. 1, 2, 3. And if I were doing it correctly, it's 1, 2, 3. James says you must be quick to listen. Listen to the Word of God. Listen to the inklings. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen to what is being said. 2, be slow to speak. And 3, be careful that you do not become angry. Angry produces unrighteousness. Feelings are hurt. It's understanding. We get into a disagreement and there's an impasse and nobody wins. What can we do today to change? We can listen more. Speak only when necessary. Slow our roll down. Godly peace is patient and kind. So the challenge today is to listen and to learn and to follow the practice. 1, 2, 3. Quick to listen. Slow to speak. Slow to become angry. Quick, slow, slow. Well, that's my challenge for us today, that we'll take a little more time, that we'll be quick, slow, slow. Slow to speak and slow to become angry. And James is trying to give us a recipe to help us through the difficult journeys in our life. May these words add blessing to you today, and may they remind us that we're all together. Don't spread the rumors. Don't be quick to celebrate what you just heard. Just let it gel. Slow to speak and slow to become angry. Thank you for joining us this morning. We're going to close this time with a word of song, and then I'll lead you out with prayer. I just pray that you will bless your people today. Pour into them, God. Let us be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Father, that you will bless us today. Father, that we will hear you. And Father, listen. And we'll thank you and praise you because you love us, God. And we thank you for that. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. Have an awesome day.